This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Shoppers could see picket lines outside Colorado Safeways and Albertsons as soon as Sunday morning. The union representing Safeway workers has given the company a 72-hour strike notice after recent negotiations failed to produce a new contract. In its announcement, the union says it's pursuing higher wages, increased staffing at stores, and protections for retirement benefits. Colorado joined 26 states and the District of Columbia on a lawsuit against the saliva-based DNA kit company 23andMe. They are aiming to stop the sale of genetic data without customer approval. CPR's Kiara Damari has more on a suit that potentially involves the personal data of more than 15 million people.
23andMe went bankrupt back in March and said the company would sell the genetic data collected from customers who took their popular at-home DNA tests. Concerns were raised after the biotech company Regeneron Pharmaceuticals announced its plan to buy 23andMe's data for $256 million. The company is vowing to comply with the privacy policies users have already agreed to. But Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says genetic and health information cannot be sold off like ordinary property. And the states argue any sale of the sensitive data would require each person's expressed consent. An independent court-appointed investigator was due to examine the sale and its possible effects on consumer policy to the court by Tuesday. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
A Colorado Avalanche hockey player has won a top honor. For the second time in his career, Cale Makar has won the Norris Trophy. The NHL award goes to the top defenseman each season. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.